Roseanne Egidio is from New Jersey. She studied design at several prestigious schools in the New York area before beginning a career in commercial art.
I worked in ad agencies. I landed a job as assistant art director on Fifth Avenue in New York, and then I became art director. It was the 80s, and around Christmas time, there would be the bottles of Dom Perignon and all that kind of stuff because you bought the printing. It was a little touch of the Mad Men days. It was fun. It was nice for, you know, a young woman.
Roseanne married and started a family.
I worked part-time when the children were born. Then after a while, it got to be too much. When you're an artist, you end up doing a variety of different jobs to survive. I worked at Baskin-Robbins as a cake decorator for a while. That was a trip.
Her family moved to Jacksonville for her husband's job. Roseanne found work at Shands Hospital, now UF Health Jacksonville.
I landed a job as the artist in residence. It was an eye-opening experience. I did bedside art with patients all ages and all different walks of life, coming up with art projects that they can do in bed and with disabilities.
Roseanne began to appreciate not just what looking at art means to a connoisseur, but what making art means for people who have never been artists. Her patients at Shands thrived making art.
It just relaxed your mind. It really lifted their spirits. They were, I can't do this. And I would show them and we'd work. Some of them were there for months after a bad accident or something. They really came quite a ways with their art.
A few years later, Roseanne Egidio was a divorced mother of two and needed a new job. She found one at the Keystone Academy, a school that works with autistic children.
I answered an ad for a part-time receptionist. In the 3 years I've been here, they knew I was an artist, and the school has grown by leaps and bounds, and there was a need for it.
Roseanne had had no experience with autism, but by that time, she'd developed a talent for helping people who had never previously created art to express themselves.
Art, you know, it teaches us to go beyond the limits of our language. It teaches us that our language, it's symbols. It doesn't define our thought. Art communicates it more directly. A lot of our nonverbal students can communicate through art.
Teaching art to autistic children has changed her as well.
It's given me a whole new outlook on life. Things we take for granted, like making mark on a paper, is just such a milestone for some of these students. And the love that's there and how they look and interpret the world through their eyes. You learn from them.
Roseanne has come to view art less as a product than as a process, not only for her students, but for herself as well.
I have to learn how to adapt art to their needs. There's no curriculum. There's no lesson plans. A lot of these kids don't have the motor skills or there's some other disability that limits them. I can't sit here and teach the principles of color theory or perspective or something like that. So I come up with different projects that challenge me every day.
And that challenge is what keeps her coming back.
It's nice when you get up every day. You love what you do.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, local specialists in carpet, grout, and upholstery cleaning.